To strengthen, encourage, and inform. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the books of Job and Psalms. Man born of woman lives but a few days and is full of trouble. He flowers and fades, he's a fleeting shadow. And thou wilt fasten upon such, thou wilt bring him to justice. Oh, that among the impure might be found one pure man, but there's not one. As thou hast fixed man's days and numbered his few months, take thine eye off him. Let him have some peace until his laboring day be done. There is hope for a tree that is felled. It may flourish yet again. The shoots of it need not fail, though its root decays in the soil. Though its stump is dead in the ground, it may bud at the scent of water, and put out boughs like a plant. But man dies and departs. Man breathes his last, and where is he? Like the water of a vanished lake, like a dry, drained river, man lies down, never to arise, never to awaken, though the skies wear out, never to stir out of his slumber. Wouldst thou but hide me in the nether world, concealing me until thy wrath is over, and then remember me when it is time. If only man might die and live again, I could endure my weary post until relief arrived. Thou wouldst call, and I would come, when thou didst yearn for the life that thou hast made. Thou wouldst not keep account of all I do. Thou wouldst not watch for nothing but my faults. My guilt would be sealed up and set aside. Thou wouldst condone my sin. But alas, even mountains crumble. Rocks are swept aside. Stones are worn out by water. Floods wash the soil away. And thou destroyest all the hopes of man. Thou art too strong for him. He has to go. Thou alterest his face in death, and he departs. His sons are honored, but he never knows. His sons are shamed, but he never feels it. But his kinsfolk grieve for him, and his servants mourn. The Eternal shepherds me. I lack for nothing. He makes me lie down in meadows green. He leads me to refreshing streams. He revives life in me. He guides me by true paths, as he himself is true. My road may run through a glen of gloom, but I fear no harm, for thou art beside me. Thy club, thy staff, they give me courage. Thou art my host, spreading a feast for me, while my foes have to look on. Thou hast poured oil upon my head. My cup is brimming over. Yes, and all through my life, goodness and kindness wait on me, the Eternal's guest within his household evermore. You've been listening to the Word of God from the books of Job and Psalms. You can hear this message and more online at logosradio.info.